This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that there is no such thing as too much of a multi-billion dollar movie franchise, the Marvel Universe Phase 4 is about to be upon us. At San Diego Comic-Con over the weekend, Marvel, owned, of course, by Disney, rolled out its movie and TV plans for the next couple of years. 10 movies in all, including the first ever Asian superhero in a lead role, the first deaf superhero, and the first openly gay superhero in a Marvel movie. Because a more inclusive Marvel Universe is good for Disney's bottom line, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
24-year-old Marvel fan Dallas Schwab has seen plenty of homophobic references on screen, like in the 2002 Spider-Man, where the hero, then played by Tobey Maguire, comments on a male rival's unitard.
That's a cute outfit. Did your husband give it to you?
I watched that in theaters when I was a kid as kind of an insult.
So when he heard that the upcoming Thor installment will feature a lesbian storyline, he was encouraged.
To have a movie franchise like Marvel be so big and to really lean into the representation, I think is going to be extraordinarily meaningful to people.
And potentially lucrative for the studio. Darnell Hunt, a professor of sociology at UCLA who tracks diversity in Hollywood, says films with broader representation perform better at the box office.
Let's face it, everything we've seen in our studies suggests that audiences want to see this, and they will go and they will support these films.
He says the trend set by the massive success of Black Panther and Crazy Rich Asians will only intensify.
The present, and certainly the future, as America becomes more diverse, will be dependent upon having films that are populated with characters that look like America.
But it's not enough to simply cast more diverse characters on screen, says Nancy Wong Yoon, author of Real Inequality.
Audiences are really savvy now. They want to see authentic storytelling. They want to see parts of the story that really embrace and reflect their lived experiences.
And that means increasing diversity behind the scenes as well. Marvel is bringing on a female and Asian director for their upcoming films. But Dallas Schwab says he's not yet sure he'll run to see the new Thor movie just because of a diverse character.
Unless they make it kind of a sticking point in the movie and not just an afterthought.
But done right, the move could recruit a whole new legion of fans to the Marvel Universe. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.